recording studio time was expensive back then, and obviously we didn't have any dough, and the shit's going nowhere as it is. We recorded only in the studio once or twice. Once at Sticks and Licks, where we did I Want to Be Rich, You're a Mess, and I think we did You. I think we recorded You there, but we didn't put it on the 45. But we went with Joel Martin was at, what was the name of that studio on Woodward? Oh, it was like a guy's name. I can't think of it right now. Down by the old Lelys, right by the old Lelys, next block over. He mixed it there, remixed it, and then I think it was used on the first Tremor Records thing that they put out, a song called You, 1 minute, 45 seconds or something, short song. That's the only time we actually went in the studio. I dragged a reel-to-reel a couple times out to gigs, which was kind of fun. I've got a few gigs there. I think I've got a Lily's gig there. I've got another gig that we did. Maybe it was the Ranch or something. We used to play on the west side. It's pretty funny because Sterling, I guess he's called now. Sterling Silver. He was there. He was always Andy also knew him really well. East Siders. And he was there, and you just hear him yelling. You know, there's some point in the tape where people are yelling and shit, and he's going, yeah, let's get Sterling up here, and just, yeah, oh, yeah, he's just yelling away into the microphone. Other times, I know Johnny Thunder or Johnny Angelos would jump up, and so I've got a number of audio tapes of that stuff. That actually came out really well. I transferred a lot of that shit to disc. I have those somewhere on disc. As a lot of these things started to rot, I transferred them to disc. And actually, those three songs I mentioned were done on an 8-track at Sticks and Licks. And then just before it disintegrated, I was able to get my hands on those tapes from the guy who recorded them just before the day he was moving to L.A. He was clearing out his garage. And I had called him. He goes, yeah, I'm clearing out right now. I've got it in my hand, actually. I said, well, I got in the car. I went over and grabbed it. I took the time, one of those times, to take it to Tipper Mill. And we took it, and I had it put to, at the time, was ADAT. I turned it down to ADAT. While I was doing it, was able to put it on the board and listen to it. And it's way better than the fucking record. The record sucks. It always sucked. The record just sucks. But when you listen to it now through modern-day equipment and stuff, and it just sounds amazing. And then, so I took that ADAT. It took me a while. But I had done a lot of stuff with Mike E. Clark, with Bootsy. And I took that ADAT to Mike, and Mike put it down to, what do you call it? Pro Tools, and he still has it. We talked about that Christmas, his birthday. I was over his birthday, and he still got that. One of these days, we'll take the time to do something with it, maybe. But those three songs are on are still in really good, in fairly good shape. There was another song, another tape that I got at that time that I didn't record. That one time they went in the studio with Joey, that song, but that one didn't. That one didn't fare so well as far as tape, so that didn't do well. However, I still have all the Bootsy stuff, all the tapes. I don't know if anybody's ever going to want them or not, but I have all the 24-track, 8-track, fucking 2-track, all the stuff we ever did, ADAT stuff. I had a lot of it, and Bootsy had a lot of it, and then when he passed, I just took all the rest of it and keep it in safekeeping, basically. Yeah, we didn't really do a lot of recording with the band. It was like $100 or $125 an hour at the time. And with that old lady skimming the dough, it was tough to do it. And then I remember we recorded that 45. I have like some of the demo tapes from that. I actually put one of those. Somebody wanted something to put out on an album one time, and I gave them one of the studio tapes, which I thought sounded better than the final version. By the time they took the final version, Andy and Vince took it somewhere and they mastered it, and it sounded like crap when they put it on the thing. And now, of course, now I listen to it. It's so fucking fast. Holy crap! We did it with Boothie. We did it much slower. It was a lot better. There was more low end, I think, in it. It was probably the same take, but the mix was different. You know how when you're in the studio, you do it. You get several mixes to go back with and listen to, and then you kind of decide what direction you want to take it. And one of these mixes I thought was just better than the final mix that was chosen. I can't remember exactly what it was. I just thought it sounded better in general. And so, it could have had a different more low end on it or something, better bass tone. Because, some of these songs, I write the bass line. That was one of them. And even some of the Bootsy stuff, for some reason, I had an idea for the bass line as well as the guitar and the song itself, but that was one of them. And I kind of wanted to hear it a certain way, but, I mean, Sticks and Licks wasn't exactly a studio. I mean, it was a guy's house in Grosse Pointe. He was living with, what's her name, Bo Mitchell at the time? I think she was there. Cute girl. Nothing gives you more inspiration to play music than babes, obviously. So you sell drugs and alcohol don't really work out so well anymore. But yeah, that was done, and I think my amp, which at the time was an old Tweed Twin, was in a little closety type room underneath the stairs going into the basement. So it talked about compressed.